Welcome back to Hawk Hill Sports on Radio 1851. So right now we're going to talk about on Tuesday.
We're going to talk about Tim, guys.
We're going to talk about me. Something I love doing. You might want to turn the volume up on your computer for when we do that. I am interning right now at 97.5 The Fanatic, the Philadelphia ESPN affiliate. And on Tuesday I go in and I do the John and Sean show. The two pretty young guys. Really cool.
Okay, yeah, I don't know anything about
Yeah, they're really cool guys. And they go, all right, guys, today we're doing the intern talent show, so think of something. And then they just walks away. Right. So I have no idea what to do. I'm like, I don't have any talents, especially none that I can just do on the radio.
Yep. And Tim's talents are more, you have to see them in person.
Yeah, like backflips and other great
just general physique.
Acrobatic feats.
Right.
And just myself, I am just,
right.
I am a talent.
It's a visual person.
Right. But... So I'm thinking, and I come up with, I think I know all 351 Division I college mascots.
Okay.
And they're like, all right, that's a great idea. Let's do that. So I go on, and they start quizzing me.
Mm.
And now we're going to play the audio.
Here's what happened next. Get to that. Sorry. Andrew, you are slow as I don't know what on this.
I wasn't ready.
No one can hear you.
Be ready.
All right. Fair enough. Tim Stokel of Mullica Hill, New Jersey. He attends St. Joe's University.
I'm from Mount Laurel. They got my town wrong.
And his major is sports marketing, but yet he's doing a programming internship at 97.5 The Fanatic. Hi, Tim.
How you guys doing?
Yo, man, why aren't you doing like a sports marketing internship?
Doing? I did that last summer. I'm into the media field now, so.
Beautiful.
Trying this out.
There you go. The weird factoid with Tim, he's definitely afraid of rodents and reptiles. Like,
yeah.
How afraid?
Not too afraid, but I mean, I'm not a fan of them. They're in my house. I will not go near them.
Let me ask you this, because this is something that I've done before. If, like, there's a mouse running around in my bedroom, I jump up on the bed and try to get a broom or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do.
Okay. I don't like snakes either. Sean, is that points against me?
No, you're all right. You're all right. Yeah, it's fine.
Tim Stokel. Are you single?
I am.
All right, there you go. So all the ladies definitely out single. There, follow him on Twitter. Anyway, so the talent you have, Tim... And you're competing against two other interns today for what we don't know. You know all 300 NCAA Division I mascots, is that correct?
Yes, I like to think I know them all.
Why do you know all 300
I've just been a big college sports fan my whole life.
Are you Rain Man and remember things like that, or did you really study this?
Not the important things, and I didn't study this. It's just kind of, I pick up on them, I'm big into logos, so just getting to know the logos.
The logo is just on from 10 to 12.
Yeah, there you go.
I just want to say that there are 351 American colleges and universities classified as Division I for National Collegiate Athletic Association, just to let you know.
Right.
So it's 351. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see. I'm going to give you five. Let's see you get four out of five. You ready?
Okay.
All right, let's go with Akron first.
Zips.
All right, that's close. All right, JMU, James Madison.
They're the Dukes.
All right, he's on to something. He's on to something. How about Utah State?
Utah State is the Aggies.
That one was not that hard.
Oh, man. Come on, you got to step your game up.
Who, me?
Yo, now stump them.
Did you know Utah State?
No, I know any of them. I knew the Zips. All right. Well, then I got to get a little bit deeper in here. I didn't think you would get
Utah
State.
Yeah, go to the MEAC or one of those conferences.
How about this one? How about Virginia Military Institute?
Cadets.
Dude, is Stony Brook Division
I? I was impressed by the Cadets.
You're out. Get out of here. Get out of here.
So there he is, everybody. Tim
Stokel.
From Mullica Hill, New Jersey, a proud senior at St. Joe's. It's pretty impressive.
Dude, good job.
Yeah, so that was it.
That was brilliant, Tim.
I'm hoping to have me back on. Because theoretically, there might be a next round to this intern talent show.
All right.
What I heard today is later in the semester, they're going to get like the winners. They're going to do like throughout our semester.
As interns of different times during the day?
Yeah, different days. Like
different
the John
days.
And Sean show is 12 to 2 every day.
Uh huh.
But I'm only in there Tuesday and
right,
Thursday.
Right,
so there's
right,
someone
right.
else doing the show Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
All right. And what exactly do you do once while you're there? You walk in. Besides. Showcase
James,
your talents.
The famous person. I screen callers.
Okay.
And podcast interviews for the website.
Right.
Mainly screen callers.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much better of a show is it than ours?
Zero.
Zero. That's what. Yes. Yeah. That's absolutely.
We could get a show there.
We laugh, but it's true.
But we're awesome.
We get a midday show. Works.
All right, now so you guys are gonna you got a couple for me before we leave.
Yeah,
John and Sean like, couldn't stump me. Let's see if you guys can.
Yeah, but I feel like they didn't want to make you look bad.
No, they well,
I think they were trying to make him look bad.
I think they underestimated what I knew.
Yeah, so we're gonna hit you with so like some hard ones.
Bring it like because if I'm back on, I want to be ready.
All right. What about the University of Arkansas at Little Rock?
Trojans.
Wow. Bing, bing. Very nice. All right. Scroll down a little bit here. Let me just see. We got a big list here.
You got all 351 on there?
Oh, Campbell University.
Camels. Fighting camels.
Fighting camels.
Wow. Okay.
That's a good one.
See,
all like the really obscure ones, I definitely know.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like if you're the Camels, there's like a couple teams that are the Tigers that I get mixed up a lot. And
you're pointing at one here, and I feel like that one's a little too easy, but I'll ask it anyway. Coastal Carolina University.
Chanticleers.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, I knew he wouldn't hesitate on that one. Let's see. What else can I give you here?
How many callers have one, by the way? 610-660-1098.
I'm shocked. It's blowing my mind. How about this? I feel like you do know all of these.
The University of Evansville.
I know. Purple Aces.
I thought I had them. I thought I had them for a second.
I was going to say Aces, then I remembered the purple part.
So he had half of it already.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you right now. There's probably maybe 5 or 10 that if you said, there's a chance I get wrong. The other 340.
You're like
some. I got them.
You have it locked in.
I was gonna say this to them. If you're saying a Division 1A football team, like an FBS team,
mm-hmm.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah,
I think there's 120 some of them. I just know
half
that.
Of them. I want to ask them just because they're ridiculous names. I'm like,
just so people know.
I'm just like, that's a real college with a real.
UC
mascot.
Irvine Anteaters.
I didn't know that.
One. How about
good baseball program?
IUPUFW. You know what that is.
IPFW or IUPUI?
Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne.
IUPUFW.
I think that's IPFW, the Mastodons.
Okay. Like they're correct. The Mastodons.
There's IPFW and then there's IUPUI.
Okay. I was just.
Who is the.
They Jaguars. Don't have the abbreviation here. I just kind of made it up for myself.
Yeah, that's IPFW.
Okay. I'm going to school here.
You hit him with one. I just am seeing ridiculous ones, and like there's no way he knows it, and he knows it.
Know. Let's go with Lipscomb University.
Bisons.
I keep thinking that maybe he's gonna fumble here. I'd love to know what you think you might not know, because
there's a couple schools that weren't in Division One a couple years ago,
right?
Who might have just been thrown in, and I don't know. But actually, having said that, I looked at all of them recently. All right,
I just want people to hear this one. Presbyterian College.
Blue Hose.
Blue Hose. H-O-S-E. Blue Hose.
Presbyterian H-O-S-E.
Not the horse. Not a blue horse. It's the hose.
Jeez, I've heard of a lot of these schools, but I just don't know the nicknames.
Stetson University.
Hatters.
Yeah.
I can throw the colors at you, too. They're green and white.
I think that's what we're missing. Is
Well, I'm right.
Let's keep it.
I believe you. I'm going down the list here. These are too easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say Valparaiso because he knows that.
Crusaders?
But he knows that they're the Crusaders. So, I mean, I'm wasting my time.
All right. You know what? Touche. Give him one more, and then I think
then we're done for the day.
I think we've made our point.
All right. I'm at the bottom of the list here. Let's just go with Winthrop University.
Eagles.
All right.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Dude, I'm really hoping I get back on their show.
Ready for the show. Wagner College.
Seahawks.
Nuts.
Did you try to catch me off guard?
Well, he got them all, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Our very own Tim Stolka. You can't challenge
next
him
show for the 2 game. Hours. We'll just go through all 351.
Yeah, I'll have to
be like just getting you ready.
Let's take all my medication for that.
Oh, it's just a show to make me feel good about myself.
A lot of reading. I'll say that.
Yeah. All right. That's it. We're done. Good show today, guys. Thursday night, show. Thirsty Thursday. Everybody be safe.
That's right.
I don't think I'm going out tonight. I just don't feel like it. But but if you are, be safe. This is Hawk Hill Sports on Radio 1851.
Sayonara.
Thanks again to Ishvan.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him.